Now, the rest of the story. I tell you, J.C. was a talker. Such an intriguing one that folks used to say, J.C., you'd make a good lawyer. Well, he became one day, a prosecuting attorney. He was still a young man when right into his lap fell the litigation of a lifetime. Sort of a dream case upon which entire legal careers are turned. You may remember Cornelius Dolabella, the governor suspected of all that graft and corruption back in the 70s. Well, J.C. was the young attorney chosen to prosecute the governor. The investigation prior was lengthy and impressive. After months of digging, J.C. had compiled a ponderous and damaging dossier on Governor Dolabella. Witnesses were carefully checked out. The trial date approached. There seemed little doubt the young prosecutor had the goods on the former governor. But this is the rest of the story. The defendant chose to represent him, a high-powered lawyer named Cotta, who was one of the most eminent and respected attorneys of his day. Then J.C. the talker went to work. At the trial's conclusion, the young prosecutor's summation was absolutely brilliant. But then the counsel for the defense stood to present his summation, and he ripped J.C. to pieces. J.C. lost that case. Governor Dolabella went free. And by the way, the prominent defense attorney whose eloquence had so spectacularly cheated justice was J.C.'s own uncle. But now, wait a minute, J.C. got another chance case the following year, the opportunity to prosecute a military man who had illegally enriched himself while serving overseas. I'm not sure the young prosecutor's heart was in it. His defeat the year previous had been so deflating, so embarrassing, surely his confidence was shaking, but in any event, he lost the second case, too. All his young life, J.C. had been so flattered by everybody as a persuasive talker. Now it appeared the flattery had been hollow. Now, in reality, one gathers that J.C. had done his best, but that his best in these two trials had been not quite good enough. You could never have convinced J.C. that he was anything but a failure. His consequent insecurity in the matter changed his life. After losing his second big case, J.C. left town. He traveled overseas to study with a world-renowned master of oratory. I'll tell you something else. Thereafter, J.C. was going to be hailed as one of the greatest orators of his generation. And that came in handy when at last he chose for himself a life in politics. Did I mention J.C. prosecuted Governor Dolabella in 77? Well, that was 77 B.C., the year 77 B.C. The wet-eared prosecuting attorney who got whipped in court by his own uncle lived to enthrall an empire. J.C. was the Julius Caesar. And now you know the rest of the story.